This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for the stock market, or at least it was till about 10 minutes ago. That was when the president let loose a series of tweets indicating, nope, he is not going to participate, he is not going to negotiate, he is not going to be involved with any kind of stimulus deal until after he wins the presidency. The implication? If he doesn't win the presidency, you know, this is one of those things that everybody needs to think about. If President Trump loses, he's still president through the month of November, the month of December, and most of the month of January. It's a long time in terms of the direction of the economy, the direction of the market. What happened here is the market went from a high of 140 points for the Dow Jones up at its best point today, and as soon as the president's tweets came out, the market plunged, and plunged at one point down 300 points. Look, this is all very complicated, and it's all very difficult. It all comes on the eve of a vice presidential debate that is being hailed, and I think this time with no hyperbole, no exaggeration, as the most important vice presidential debate in history. Now, why is that? We will explain why that is and also what to watch for in the vice presidential debate. I think a lot of people are calling it entirely wrong. And yes, I do believe that Mike Pence goes into that debate with many advantages that Trump did not deploy or display in his debate with Joe Biden. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Okay. Here is the president's tweets that have caused all the ruckus, literally, in the last half hour. It's not even a half hour. He tweeted out, Nancy Pelosi is asking for a $2.4 trillion to bail out poorly run, high-crime Democrat states, money that is no way related to COVID-19. We made a very generous offer of $1.6 trillion, and as usual, she is not negotiating in good faith. I am rejecting their request and looking to the future of our country. He continues, I have instructed my representatives to stop negotiating until after the election, when, immediately after I win, we will pass a major stimulus bill that focuses on hardworking Americans and small business. I have asked Mitch McConnell not to delay, but to instead focus full-time on approving my outstanding nominee to the United States Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. And then he concludes, our economy is doing very well. Well, not so much for the market at the moment. Our economy is doing very well. The stock market is at record levels. Nope. Jobs and unemployment also coming back in record numbers. We are leading the world in economic recovery. And then in capital letters, the best is yet to come. That's the president of the United States. Some people claim, and I am not sure I buy this even for a moment, that this is just a negotiating ploy, that the president does want to negotiate some kind of deal, finally, with Nancy Pelosi. But we will find out. She had been working and was reportedly, this is partially why the market had such a very good day yesterday, is because the reports were that she was working with Steven Mnuchin, who has tested negative. No, he does not have the COVID-19. But then apparently it broke down today. What I think, I think the president may be reacting to a bunch of new polling, which shows a difficult situation for him. And, of course, he wants to shake it up. And for people who love the idea of getting $1,200 in the mail, basically that's what they had agreed to. Both Republicans and Democrats had agreed there would be another round of those $1,200 checks to help everybody. And I personally think that's a terrible idea on either side, on both sides, on all sides. But okay, it's popular. And it's an election year. And they were going to provide this time not just checks for adults, but checks for dependent children. So that if you have, say, a family with two parents and two kids, you could get $4,800 in the mail from Uncle Sam. And what the president says is he says, I'm rejecting their request. He says, immediately after I win, they're supposed to stop negotiating until after the election, when immediately after I win, we will pass a major stimulus bill that focuses on hardworking Americans and small businesses. In other words, it's a pretty direct strategy, I think you could say. Hey, you want that family of four, $4,800 in the mail? You want that to come in? You want to put that in your account? You got to reelect me. Polling on reelection is fascinating, and with all of the polling back and forth and up and down and this way and that way, there's a new poll, and it's a big new poll, that I think shows a very different picture of this election coming up. And speaking of different pictures, there's a very different picture between the reaction to the president's return to the White House, his triumphal return to the White House, and his appearing on the balcony at the White House, where he prepared a taped message for the American people. Now, the message was nothing new. It, in many ways, echoed exactly what he had tweeted. But the visual of it, it did remind a number of people of Evita, where she is standing up there at the balcony. And this is Don't Cry for Me, Minnesota, I guess. But the president's taped message sounded like this. This would be clip 1A.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment, we have the best medicines, all developed recently, and you're going to beat it. I went, I didn't feel so good, and 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen.
Uh-huh. And then he continued on the same theme. Listen.
We're the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world, and it all happened very shortly, and they're all getting approved, and the vaccines are coming momentarily. Thank you very much. And Walter Reed, what a group of people. Thank you very much.
Okay, not that group of people, but a group of other medical authorities were not happy with the president's comments. Don't be afraid of COVID. That's what he said in his tweet. Don't let it dominate your life. New York Times reports scientists, ethicists, and doctors were outraged by the president's comments about a disease that has killed nearly 210,000 Americans. And I'm struggling for words. This is crazy, said Harold Schmidt, assistant professor of medical ethics and health policy at the University of Pennsylvania, which is President Trump's alma mater. Dr. Schmidt says it is just utterly irresponsible. I'll tell you what else is irresponsible. There was something of an overreaction on all sides to the president's statements. But what does it mean in terms of the management of the coronavirus for the next 4 months? when he's going to continue as President of the United States, whether he wins or loses. We will get to that and more. Come on.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
This is totally, completely inappropriate.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Michael Medved Show, the Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 365 points, responding to the President of the United States breaking off negotiations with the Democrats on trying to get some kind of Congress of the United States and signed into law, maybe before the election. I mean, it is amazing. Today's a Tuesday. 4 weeks from today, we're going to be voting. Actually, a lot of us have voted already. And there are people who are going to be voting early and people who are going to be mailing in ballots and all kinds of different voters. But it's all going to be shaped by a sense of where the country is going, which is, I think, why President Trump wanted so hard yesterday to have an inspiring moment, a moment where he could be hailed and as having been a tough, and you got to give him that. He was very tough. He didn't disappear from the public eye while he was sick. He taped all kinds of different videos. He did that little drive around to wave hi to his supporters. I didn't think there's anything wrong with that. And the idea that the Secret Service was being asked to risk their lives because they rode in a car, the Beast, with the president around the block. Okay, but that's nothing. The reaction to that compared to the reaction by mainstream media to the president of the United States saying, don't let the virus dominate your life. Don't be afraid of COVID-19. That whole message. Well, here's the way that one of the president's biggest fans in the media, Jim Acosta of CNN, responded to the president's appearance on the White House balcony. Listen.
Or if he just says thank you and gives a thumbs up.
Oh, that's right, Wolf. They'll try to ask him some questions as he comes into the White House. But keep in mind, this is not just the president returning to the White House. This may be patient zero. This is the virus coming back to the White House. And I will tell you, Wolf, having been here all day, it is eerily quiet and empty inside the corridors of the West Wing.
Okay, this is the virus coming back to the White House. Is that going to be the new nickname over at CNN for the president of the United States, the virus? Is that like the POTUS, like president of the United States, no virus? I'm not sure what acronym you would make out of V-I-R-U-S. But MSNBC was also very concerned about the president returning to the White House in his status as the virus and patient zero, partially because there's staffers in there and a whole bunch of them are sick. New ones announced every day. There are two assistants to Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary, who have now both tested positive as well. This is Mika Brzezinski at MSNBC talking about the president returning to the executive mansion where he's supposed to be working for the country. Listen.
Because the president said, maybe I'm immune now. Is he legally immune? What if his Secret Service men and women who have to drive him around in these vans and get exposed to his deadly coronavirus, what if one of them gets sick and dies? What if somebody at that Rose Garden event gets sick and dies? I don't want this to happen, and I wish for his health. But I'm just wondering, he's pushing all this against the advice of the professionals in his government, against the advice of scientists.
Right.
At some point, isn't this manslaughter? I mean, if you purposefully put people in a position where you send a deadly virus their way, what is that?
Okay, manslaughter? Really? Does she want to bring charges against the president for manslaughter? Now, look, I think it's a serious question. And one of the things that the president could do better is to have expressed sorrow for all of the people who actually did apparently get infected when they came to the White House for that Amy Coney Barrett event. And some of them apparently having a pretty tough time. Chris Christie, who's also asthmatic in addition to the obvious overweight, is in hospital, and I hope that Governor Christie is well. I hope that everybody who is diagnosed is well. Tom Tillis, a senator involved in a fierce re-election fight, and look, it's a very serious matter, especially for senators who are now quarantined or in isolation because they have the virus from the Judiciary Committee. In CNN, Brian Stelter, who has right now a best-selling anti-Fox book, said this about President Trump leaving the hospital. This is clip four.
It's not a real show of strength, but it's a performative show of strength. This is what strong men do in autocratic regimes. Of course, thankfully, we are in a democracy. But this is the kind of thing you see in from strong men who want to appear to be leading. It's a dear leader sort of approach. And I think that is what we are seeing on our television screens.
Okay, really? This is a dear leader approach? That's North Korea. There is a great deal of medical upset at the president, and that is, it seems to me, is worth taking more seriously. Dr. William Schaffner, who is an infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, he called the president's message dangerous because it encouraged his followers to ignore basic recommendations to keep themselves safe. It will lead to more casual behavior, which will lead to more transmission of the virus, which will lead to more illness, and more illness will lead to more deaths, Dr. Schaffner said. Now, what I realized about this whole situation was looking at the calendar for a moment. Whether the president wins or loses, he is going to continue to be president until January 20th of next year. I mean, that's the reality. And wouldn't it make some sense, rather than breaking off negotiations on the stimulus, for God's sake, not to politicize the coronavirus approach? They can still, if the Democrats want to attack the president, they can attack him all they can for an uneven, inconsistent, fumbling approach to this deadly pandemic. Got it. But now it needs to get better. And it's not good enough for it to get better right after the election. It needs to get better now. There are people's lives at stake. And the idea that expressing optimism is somehow deeply destructive, I'm not sure that it's ever destructive for a president to express optimism at a time of crisis. But to express optimism is different from saying don't be afraid of COVID. And we'll get to more of the reaction on that. And the question of, okay, what can be done between now and next January? We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is calling on Congress to provide more help to the economy. Speaking to the National Association for Business Economics Tuesday, Powell says the more stimulus lawmakers can provide, the better the economic recovery will be.
Too little support would lead to a weak recovery, creating unnecessary hardship for households and businesses. Over time, household insolvencies and business bankruptcies would rise, harming the productive capacity of the economy and holding back wage growth. By contrast, the risks of overdoing it seem, for now, to be smaller.
Hurricane Delta continues to strengthen as it bears down on the Gulf of Mexico. The latest data from the National Hurricane Center shows the storm has strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane, packing winds of more than 130 miles an hour. Delta is expected to make landfall later today on the Yucatan Peninsula, then turn north, targeting Louisiana by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, there's brand new polling that ought to be somewhat encouraging for those of us, and I very much include myself, who want to see a Republican control of the Senate continuing. I think that's important regardless of what happens with the presidency. In fact, I'll say it. I think it's particularly important if President Trump loses. Maintaining Republican control of the Senate will be an enormous insurance policy that a Biden administration controlling both houses of Congress doesn't go off the rails in a dramatic left-wing direction. So it's good news when some of the Republican senators who are most threatened look to be having something of a turnaround in fortunes. That does not necessarily go with the President of the United States, who is facing just every kind of criticism. And Gerard Baker, I think, makes a good point about this in his column in the Wall Street Journal today, is that people are furious at President Trump for getting the coronavirus. And by the way, okay, I mean, it's not utterly unreasonable. His policy regarding social distancing, regarding taking the virus seriously, regarding some of the nonsense and foolishness that he has said in the past. And of course, he's just talked about it altogether too much, particularly when he's doing those daily press briefings. And he was saying, it's going to go away. It'll be like a miracle. And again, he's repeating that now when he's claiming there will be a vaccine by election day. Nobody believes that. And right now he's fighting with the Centers for Disease Control about trying to speed approval. And I don't think that anybody in America really wants a vaccine approved that hasn't been tested properly, for goodness sake. You don't have to be an anti-vaxxer to believe that, look, you got to make sure that this stuff works. In any event, With all of this going along, the optimism, yes, a president should inspire optimism, but it is difficult when you're sending out a message that seems to suggest that because he may have recovered and maybe has immunity, that the fear of coronavirus, of COVID-19, should be behind us. There's a piece posted at the New York Times on their website. It's not in the Dead Trees paper, but it's a piece by David Leonhardt, and he has the headline is Rational Fear. And he writes, "Don't be afraid of COVID," President Trump tweeted on the same day that the White House outbreak spread further and another several hundred Americans died from virus complications, about 700 actually. The president has survived COVID-19 so far with the help of from more aggressive medical care than virtually any other American would have received. But about 210,000 of his fellow citizens have not survived, according to the official death count. The real toll, based on the number of excess deaths registered this year, is probably closer to 275,000. Given Trump's campaign to make the virus seem like a minor inconvenience, I think it's worth taking a minute this morning to take stock of the virus. And this is important. And the perspective of what we're going through with this pandemic is crucial. And no, it is not a hoax. David Leonhardt writes, and he's right, you can check him on this. Only cancer and heart disease will kill more Americans this year than COVID. Already the virus has killed more than twice as many Americans as either strokes or Alzheimer's disease. The virus has killed four times as many Americans as diabetes and more than eight times as many as either gun violence or vehicle accidents. Most other rich countries have been much more successful in fighting the virus than the U.S. A chart is the simplest way to see that. And if you look at the chart, it's dramatic because it shows that the United States began dealing with the virus, and in April and May, Europe had worse numbers than we did in terms of deaths per million residents. And Canada was not that far away from the United States. But since the beginning of May, the deaths per million residents just soared. It's just gone up dramatically with us while it stabilized in the U.S., in Europe and in Canada. And in Japan, it's so far below where we are. The reaction to the president's appearance on the balcony and his proclamation of don't let COVID dominate your life and don't be afraid of COVID-19. On MSNBC, they have a health policy analyst on a panel. Her name is Lori Garrett. And here's the way that she reacted to the president's tweet.
When I saw that Trump, I mean, I literally was overwhelmed. It's just so horrible, so destructive to say I feel better than I have in 20 years, that I feel spectacular. It reminded me of Jair Bolsonaro's statements in Brazil, where he told the Brazilian people, hey, this is nothing. I didn't even feel as sick as when I had the flu. And, of course, the president famously back in March referred to this as nothing more than a bad flu. We have no idea what his actual state of mind is at this moment. He is taking a cocktail that no human being has ever taken before. So it's not just uncharted territory. It's a complete experiment. No one has ever been given this combination of drugs to treat this disease or any other disease. So are we hearing and is he tweeting through side effects? Are we seeing a healing human being, or is this kind of typical of what we see with a lot of COVID patients, where you begin in a state of decline, you go through some treatment and feel a bit euphoric, and you're on the path to recovery, and then boom.
Okay, Dr. Sean Conley, who, of course, is the White House physician, said today that it would be another week. So that puts us into Tuesday of next week, right before the next presidential debate, which is Wednesday of next week, I believe. The said it would be another week until doctors could feel confident that Trump had beaten the virus. A preliminary plan calls for confining him to the White House residence, good luck with that, where he can receive 24-hour medical care, and keeping him away from the West Wing. Now, why are they keeping him away from the West Wing? Well, it's fairly obvious. He has COVID-19, and it's a terrible thing. I mean, you feel for people like Kellyanne Conway. She had done her service to President Trump. She was leaving the White House. She had come back for that wonderful event where President Trump made a wonderful judicial nomination. That nomination is going forward. Even though the negotiations may have broken down on a stimulus package, Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, are determined that the hearings and then the vote for Amy Coney Barrett are going to go forward and get done before the election. I think that's worthwhile. I think that's important. I have heard zero in the way of any kind of plausible argument against that. I mean, if you're a partisan Democrat, of course, you make arguments against it. But it makes no sense for the sake of the country. Meanwhile, really, comparing President Trump to Mussolini here, why and who did that? Well, actually, it's not just one person. And then Michelle Obama speaks out, and you'll never guess which candidate she favors. Actually, you might. We will get to that and to much more, and what to expect in Harris versus Pence, coming up.
The best is yet to come.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, you can check out an opportunity to invest. It does, with the market down today, almost 400 points now, and that because of the president calling for an end to negotiation over some kind of stimulus package until after the election a month from now. But if you're interested in figuring out some investments that could be even timely right now, get some free information because it's fascinating. It helps take you to another world, the world of high-tech innovation. I mean, imagine if you had put in, it doesn't even have to be a large amount of money, but some investment opportunities say 10 years ago, and some of the high-tech powerhouses that have come to really play such a prominent role in our economic growth. Some of those companies have been based in Israel, and our crowd specializes in those companies, though it actually is involved with companies around the world, startups and others. Find out about these investment opportunities. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for our crowd. It costs you absolutely nothing, totally free. And you can get this information, which even if you don't do anything about it, you will find fascinating. Go to our crowd banner at michaelmedved.com. In terms of other countries of the world, look, it is without question true that people are looking at the United States right now in a little bit of horror and confusion as we come up to our election. We still have a month to go. And where we don't appear to have any kind of bipartisan strategy on the coronavirus, and maybe, just maybe after the election, whether he wins or loses, President Trump should call in some leaders of the opposition. Certainly Joe Biden would be among them, whether he wins or loses, and figure out a way of moving forward in dealing with this pandemic that is more coordinated, that is more consistent, that is more open and less emotional, less visceral, less zigzag, up, down, this way, that way. This is one of the problems with the United States, and why, if you look at the United States compared to other wealthy countries in the world, we haven't done that well. We're not the worst in the world, but we have not done well when it comes to the number of people that we have lost. And yes, we can do better. Does this have to do with President Trump being a Mussolini? No, it has nothing to do with that. I mean, there's a tweet by Michael Beschloss, who's actually a good writer and a good historian, but he is so very bitterly anti-Trump. He tweets out, "In America, our presidents have generally avoided strongman balcony scenes. That's for other countries with authoritarian systems." Of course, it's a famous stage prop for the musical Evita, that Evita's out on the balcony. Can I mention also somebody who is not an authoritarian strongman is kind of beloved, particularly by people of the left? Pope Francis, or even Pope John Paul the Great, they come out on the balcony. And I understand the president's not a pope, got it. But you know what? Rockstar Greg Tomlin forwarded over to me two different pictures of President Obama. Yes, President Obama out on that same White House balcony. That shouldn't be viewed as some kind of a crime. And on MSNBC, again, Joy-Ann Reid described Trump standing in front of the White House, standing on the balcony, as a Mussolini moment. And before she even got to that, there was, of course, comments about Trump's deep lack of humility. I don't think anyone has called President Trump shy or humble. Listen.
"We haven't heard one iota of humility, sorrow, or even the faintest hint that he now understands what millions of Americans do, and that he will work to protect them. You heard none of that."
This is a Mussolini moment. Donald Trump, who looks like he has makeup on, which means somebody had to get close enough to make up his face with his favorite orange patina. He's standing there as if he is, you know, a member of the old Russian czar family. I don't know what that's supposed to be.
I don't think he looks much like a Romanoff. Of course, the last Romanoffs had facial hair, which President Trump emphatically does not. And for somebody who's just been in the hospital, I think what he was trying to convey was that he's better and that the country will get better. But in clip 15 here, Jeremy, Don Lemon reacted to this entire effort to try to boost confidence in him and in the country and in our recovery. He reacted with particular vitriol. Listen.
"He has turned an American tragedy into a made-for-TV travesty. This is not the Trump show, people. This is real life, where 210,000 people are dead from a disease that he said was a Democratic hoax. You know what the real hoax is? That he is making this about himself and not about the American people who continue to suffer. There is a real chance that someone will die because they became infected in the White House at super spreader events of 2020. And 210,000 are already dead, and none of it had to happen."
Okay, look, I think it is unlikely. Who knows what's going to happen with the people who are at the White House? But the fact is that he has ruled out contact tracing involving visits to the White House. The Trump administration is blocking to trace the contacts of guests and staff members at the September 26th Rose Garden celebration for Judge Barrett. Health officials suspect that event may have spread the virus to Trump and others. Why would you not do contact tracing? It's important. And that way you can help figure out who's vulnerable and who may need to be tested and may test positive and needs to be quarantined. This is one of the problems with the debate coming up tomorrow. And it's the most important vice presidential debate ever. And people are saying that, and they're right. And you know why? Because we just had a president who is in the midst of recovering, and he hasn't recovered yet. They usually say that the seventh day after diagnosis is a particularly rough day. He's not there yet. He's got diagnosed definitively on Friday morning. So we'll see. And again, President Trump looks strong and healthy, and he's reassured, and that's all good. But with President Trump, of course, facing a serious health challenge, a lot of attention to Mike Pence. He's the vice president. He's next in line. In many other situations, a president would have stepped back, concentrated on his health care, and turned over presidential duties temporarily to the vice president. You can do that officially through the 25th Amendment or unofficially. But Mike Pence is in the line of sight here, and so, of course, is Kamala Harris, because her running mate is going to be 78 years old when he takes the oath of office. He's 77 now. He has a birthday coming up. But Joe Biden is 78 years old. Of course there's special attention to his vice president. So this debate is going to be, as Joe Biden said in another context, a big blanking deal. And a lot of people are assuming, particularly on the Democratic side, that, oh, Kamala Harris, she's a trained prosecutor. She is such a great interrogator. She's going to take Mike Pence apart. I think smart people are looking at this and thinking this is a an event that is much more likely to provide gains for Mike Pence than it is for Kamala Harris. Because one of the reasons people say is because of systemic sexism and racism against Senator Harris. I don't think that's it, but I think it's the fact that Mike Pence may be the most consistently underrated guy in national politics. Why, how, and what's coming up tomorrow in their encounter? We will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.